This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli forces stormed the main city in the southern Gaza Strip Tuesday, and hospitals struggle to cope with scores of Palestinian dead and wounded. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Senior commander for the Israeli forces said Tuesday they had engaged in the heaviest day of fighting since the start of their invasion on October 7th. The commander added that forces were also now fighting in the heart of Khan Yunis. After days of ordering residents to flee the area, Israeli forces dropped new leaflets on Tuesday with instructions to stay inside shelters during the assault. Don't get out. Going out is dangerous. You have been warned, they read. Israel seized northern half of Gaza last month. It says it is now extending its ground campaign to annihilate the enclave's Hamas rulers. The Palestinian health minister told a news conference in the West Bank on Tuesday that more than 15,900 Palestinians have been killed since the war broke out on October 7th.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. UN officials said Tuesday, as a result of Israel's intensified bombing in the south, the situation in Gaza is deteriorating by the hour. Speaking to reporters in Geneva via video link, a spokesman for the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF, James Elder, said the areas of Gaza designated as safe zones by Israel lack food, water, medicine, and shelter.
So we have the perfect storm for disease outbreak. Remembering, of course, in this specific case of Gaza, Israel is the occupying power. It's they who have to provide food, water, medicine. So now, given we're talking about hundreds of thousands of people right now, this minute, who are moving somewhere with bombardments at scale, 200 a day yesterday, as we speak, the only possible way to create safe spaces in Gaza is for the hell to stop raining down from the sky.
This is VOA.